clearly infrastructure is critical, and the notion of starting with storage and going backwards I think makes a lot of sense. I've not really contemplated that, so I really can't provide a very informed opinion, just a reaction. But clearly, you know, we have probably 4,000 miles, so what was that, 6,000 kilometers of CO2 pipelines in the United States. We've been using CO2 from naturally occurring reservoirs for 30 years for enhanced oil recovery. So we have a very well-developed pipeline infrastructure in the United States. That's going to allow us to utilize captured CO2 off fossil units. We also, interestingly, there's serious thought being given to importing CO2 into the United States because we recognize that there are going to be possible producers of CO2, capturers of CO2, where they don't have the storage as an option, whether it be Europe, whether it be Japan. And it may well be that these are political, the barrier is political, not geological, but it's a reality. And there have been some discussions over, you know, we're in the process now of exporting a lot of natural gas from the United States, and natural gas and crude derivatives. So there's been discussion of exporting propane, for example, to Europe, and having the tanker return to North America full of CO2 as opposed to returning empty. And that could offer an interesting dynamic where if an American company were prepared to buy CO2 and have it returned to the United, take it back to the United States for enhanced oil recovery, if that became possible, that conceivably could change some of the dynamics of some of the projects. And where storage is just impossible, whether it's political barriers or geological barriers, you know, this may be another option. We have huge storage capabilities in terms of enhanced oil recovery, and EOR projects look better when oil is $100 a barrel than it does when it's $50 a barrel, but you can still make money at $50 a barrel.
Oh, thanks for that. Jonas, you want to?